not my own, but saved by Jesus. Come, let's sing together. Interesting. Made me think. As people were responding to the Lord's call, I remember that he said, there's consecration in the air. Made me stop and think, what could that mean? I think I know what he meant. I think he meant that people all over were just bowing their hearts and giving themselves over to Jesus. I just remember him. I can hear him saying it. There's consecration in the air. I wanted to give my heart and life to Jesus that night. And I remember responding to this call that day as well. You know, the Lord deserves, we owe everything to him. And I want to just challenge everyone here not to hold anything back. Your time, your talents, your relationships, your desires, your career, your choices, whatever. Everything belongs to Jesus. Your life. My life, my love, I give to thee. O Lamb of God who died for me, O may I ever faith in thee. My Savior and my God, I'll live for him who died for me. Oh, God is faithful. God is faithful. Calls you, he'll lead you in ways that will end in glory. Praise his name. last night. I asked you to stay and pray. Most all of you did. I'd like you to do the same tonight. If you take this to your knees, just spend a little time talking to the Lord who loved you and gave himself for you. Maybe he'll help you to break something and give something over to him. Some tie that's holding you back. Maybe he'll come to you tonight and give you a victory, some special help to yield everything to him. Last night I thought God is so true to his word. We had before us the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Remember, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. I grew quiet after just a few minutes and I sat down over there and I said, this is too wonderful for words. I said to myself, God, you're manifesting your presence. I believe my heart is broken before you. And the words spoken by David in that prayer under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost so many years before was coming true right at that moment. A broken and a contrite heart, oh God, thou wilt not despise. He was looking upon us in favor as we just sat before him, broken before him. There was the fulfillment right there. God is faithful. God is faithful. It was as though there was such an opening there as we just humbled ourselves before him. When the Lord receives me, we sing in this verse, not my own, the Lord accepts me. Think of it. That's scriptural. That's God's truth. Let's sing it together and let's spend a little time before the Lord. Just talk to him about this. Doing his will from the heart. Holding nothing back. Give him the life you owe. Let's sing it. Let's stand. Let's stand on this last verse and sing it right to him. He's right here tonight with us. He hears your song. He hears your word of consecration.
Not my own, the Lord accepts me. One upon the ransom ground, who in heaven shall see his glory, and to Jesus Christ belongs.
Not my own, not my own, Jesus Christ belongs to thee. All I have and all I hold thy for all eternity.
Not my own.
A personal thing. It's your own salvation. God is working in you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you, everyone. I pray with this choice blessing, the grace to yield yourself entirely to him. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to prayer. Precious will, Lord. Apostle Paul's testimony before, the love of Christ constrains us. And then I told you about a little chorus that the Dales taught us, that they were missionaries. And I'd just like you to get that into your heart. Think of it, the Apostle Paul was so sold out to Jesus that he could say what he said in Philippians 1, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To die is gain. He was so assured of that. Christ was his all. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And just before, I saw some folks about to leave, and I'd like you to get this into your heart. So just quietly and slowly, I'm going to sing that chorus with some of you knowing. And let's get this into our hearts. Joy, there is no peace, there is no joy, there is no thrill like walking in His will. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. To hold His hand and walk His narrow way. There is no peace, no joy, no thrill like walking in His will. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. For me to to die.